You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 4th. Human rights advocates and members of the U.S. Congress, including Representative Chris Smith, Republican from New Jersey, and Brad Sherman, Democrat from California, demand the Biden administration to cut military aid and sanction Azerbaijan for alleged ethnic cleansing of Armenian inhabitants of Nagorno-Karabakh. The call to action followed a press conference held by the nonprofit In Defense of Christians alongside March for the Martyrs and the 120,000 Reasons Coalition. The conference raised concerns about Azerbaijan's potential genocide following assertions by Armenian leaders that there's an ongoing exodus of over 120,000 Armenians from Nagorno-Karabakh due to Azerbaijan's seizure. There's strong criticism toward the current administration, including from Tereza Yeremyan, Government Affairs Director at the Armenian National Committee of America, who believes the U.S. has failed to uphold the proclamation Never Again, failing to break Azerbaijan's blockade and take punitive measures against President Ilham Haydar of Azerbaijan. In the meantime, legislation has been proposed to promote security and well-being of the ethnic Armenians while punishing those behind this concerning conflict. A federal appeals court panel has upheld laws in Kentucky and Tennessee banning cosmetic sex change surgeries and puberty-blocking drugs for minors with gender dysphoria. The decision was affirmed by a 2-1 majority of the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, led by Chief Judge Jeffrey Sutton and Judge Amul Arthapar. They upheld the state's rights to regulate such medical treatments, noting that the Constitution does not expressly protect them. Meanwhile, dissenting opinion, outlined by Senior Judge Helene White, maintained the laws discriminate based on sex and interfere with parental medical decisions for their children. Groups on both sides, such as the Alliance Defending Freedom and the ACLU, responded strongly to the ruling, with ADF praising the decision and the ACLU condemning it. North Dakota State Senator Doug Larson, his wife Amy, and their two young sons tragically passed away in a plane crash on October 1, 2023. Larson, who was piloting the Piper Cherokee PA-28140 aircraft, crashed shortly after taking off from the Canyonlands Regional Airport in Utah. The cause of the crash is still being investigated by the National Transportation Safety Board, and a preliminary report is expected in 2 weeks. As a decorated military aviator, Larson had served in the North Dakota Army National Guard since 1994 and had been mobilized to Iraq and Washington, D.C. over the years. His wife Amy was also in the process of learning how to fly. According to Senate Majority Leader David Hogue, the family was returning to North Dakota from Arizona when the incident occurred. The family of Alyona Dixon, a 24-year-old Nevada woman who died from complications after using DIY abortion drugs, is suing Dignity Health's St. Rose Dominican Blue Diamond Hospital and Dr. Hayden Magg for alleged negligence. Dixon had obtained mifepristone and misoprostol drugs used in chemical abortions from a Planned Parenthood clinic 4 days prior. She died due to complications from a septic abortion, a condition which most commonly occurs due to non-sterile techniques or inadequate preparation, according to the Merck manual. Dixon's family claimed that Dr. Magg discharged Dixon without consulting an OBGYN or performing a pelvic exam, despite symptoms indicative of complications. At a different hospital the next day, Dixon reported severe symptoms and died shortly after. Pro-life advocates, including State Policy Director for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, Katie Daniel, are calling for more stringent regulations and investigations into Dixon's death. According to Pastor Andy Stanley, Dr. Al Mohler's version of Christianity draws lines while Jesus drew circles. He drew circles so large and he included so many people in his circle, and it consistently made religious leaders nervous. And his circle was big enough to include sinners like me, says Pastor Andy Stanley, and I come from a long line of sinners like me. Dr. Michael Brown responds to these comments from Andy Stanley, saying, quote, "The retired Methodist Bishop Robert M. Solomon says, the Bible speaks of the importance of drawing both lines and circles. It is not a question of either or, but both and." Continuing to quote Bishop Solomon, he says, "If we draw only circles, ignoring spiritual and moral lines drawn by the divine hand, then we are in danger of descending into a mindless, mushy, and sentimental form of religion that ends up rebelling against God." You can read more about Dr. Michael Brown's response to Pastor Andy Stanley by clicking the link in today's podcast show notes. The Presbyterian Church USA's Presbyterian Hunger Program, or PHP, has announced plans to award $1.1 million in grants to various groups working toward ending hunger in the U.S. and globally. According to the program's coordinator, Reverend Rebecca Barnes, this is part of their annual effort to fight the root causes of hunger, funded by the generosity of Presbyterian congregations. The groups receiving the grants, chosen for their alignment with the church's goals and for their work in communities most affected by hunger and poverty, include national recipients like the Agricultural Justice Project of Gainesville and the Black Farmed Fund of New York, and international ones such as the Action for Rural Women's Empowerment of Uganda and the Association Fenix of Nicaragua. Barnes conveyed her hope that these grants serve as both financial support and a symbol of solidarity for these struggling communities. Thank you for listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget, you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.